on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says Ireland must be extremely cautious about proceeding with the further unlocking of the country. A cabinet meeting is due to get underway within the next hour. Childcare providers are calling on the government to provide extra funding or say there will be a traumatic impact on the sector. Dara Cleary has been appointed Agriculture Minister to replace Barry Cowan. The Taoiseach says he was left with no choice but to sack Mr. Cowan last night. Detectives in Derry are appealing for information after a man is assaulted in what's been characterised as an aggravated burglary. And Donegal County Council is being asked to install more traffic calming measures on the Glencar Road in Letterkenny. And later in the bulletin, of course, at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Oisín Kelly. All that to follow, but first, this evening, a man has been questioned in relation to the murder of journalist Lyra McKee in Derry. She was killed while observing a riot in the Cregan area of the city in April of last year. A 27-year-old was arrested this morning in connection with the incident. A house in the city has also been searched. The man has been questioned at the Musgrave Serious Crime Suite in Belfast. Once again, there have been no new COVID-19 related deaths in Northern Ireland. The death toll there remains 556. 9 new cases of coronavirus have been reported north of the border, bringing the total number of cases to 5,799. The Taoiseach says Ireland needs to be extremely cautious about proceeding with the further unlocking of the country. Ministers will meet this evening to discuss whether or not to move forward with phase 4 of the easing of restrictions. The National Public Health Emergency Team has urged caution around the reopening of all pubs, while there could be new instructions about wearing face masks in enclosed spaces. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he has just one priority when it comes to the next steps in relation to COVID-19.
Figures are still relatively low in Ireland, but we need to be very, very cautious and careful about how we proceed from now on in respect of this, because my immediate priorities are to facilitate the reopening of our schools. I think that's, to me, is the number one national objective. And two, to maintain capacity within our health services to treat non-COVID conditions.
Over 11,000 bus and coaches remain idle across the sector. That's according to the Coach and Tourism Transport Council. It says recent report shows 95% of bus activity has come to a shuddering halt as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The organisation says there's been little to no advancement made on proposals it has submitted to government to help the sector. Donegal County Council's public offices reopen tomorrow. They're opening on an incremental and managed basis with a number of protocols in place for both staff and customers. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
Donegal County Council is continuing to review how its services are provided in a manner that safeguards the health and well-being of our employees, customers and the general public in line with the public health advice. Although offices are not opening to the public, Donegal County Council is urging customers to continue to contact staff by phone, email and online. Where business is essential, customers visiting public offices are expected to observe and use the hand sanitisation facility, social distancing and to follow other directions given at the location by staff. Customers should follow signage on how to queue up and be spaced apart as they make their way to public counters. It's expected that queues may extend outside the buildings and customers should be prepared for queuing outside in poor weather. Only one person will be allowed to proceed to the public counter. The remaining people in any group will be asked to wait outside.
Childcare providers are calling on the government to provide extra funding, or they say there will be a traumatic impact on the sector. A new survey has found just 3 in 10 providers around the country have reopened since restrictions were lifted. With more, here's Andrew Louth.
The Federation of Early Childhood Providers carried out a survey of 868 creches and childcare facilities with very worrying results for the sector. It found 87% said they would go out of business unless more funding from the government was made available. Chairperson of the group, Elaine Dunn, says the sector is in a very precarious position.
We also told them on the 5th of March, before COVID even came in, we told them then that childcare sector was at crisis mode and funding wasn't adequate for the sector. So here we are again today.
Over three quarters believe children with additional needs will regress as a result of COVID-19 and the possibility of them going out of business. Perhaps an interesting figure is that 78% want childcare to be brought into the brief of the Department of Education. Elaine Dunn explains why.
You look at how the Department of Education have treated the schools at the moment. I mean, they're getting extra staff in, they're getting admin staff, they're getting extra cleaners in, and they're treated with respect and they're funded properly.
This is further compounded with the fact only 22% said the Department of Children have been helpful, while the Federation says they've heard nothing from two requests to the Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, to meet with them.
Derek Cleary is the new Agriculture Minister, replacing Barry Cowan. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he was left with no choice but to sack Mr Cowan last night. From Leinster House, this special report from Sean Defoe.
Micheál Martin's surprise sacking of Barry Cowan last night raised many eyebrows, but the Taoiseach said today he was left with no choice as Cowan wouldn't give any further public statement on the questions about his drink driving ban.
When he still refused to respond to my request, my view that he should come into the House, I was left with no alternative then.
This afternoon, Mayo TD Dara Cleary was appointed as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Dublin West will have a third TD represented at Cabinet as Jack Chambers has been promoted to Chief Whip and will take charge of Sport and the Gaeltacht, while Sean Fleming has been promoted to a junior ministry in the Department of Finance. In the Dáil earlier, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald questioned Micheál Martin's actions over the past 24 hours.
The way these matters have been handled has called into question your judgment.
While the Labour leader Alan Kelly sought more detail on the Garda Pulse file of Mr Cowan's driving offence and questioned where other ministers are.
Where the hell is the Minister for Justice in all of this? She's out tweeting about greenways.
The Taoiseach will be hoping today draws a line under the issue and with the Cabinet meeting over the coming hours to decide whether or not to move to Phase 4 of the unlocking of the country, that focus can now turn to the pressing issues of state.
A man's been assaulted during what police are describing as an aggravated burglary in Derry last night. Detectives are investigating and have issued an appeal for information. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In a statement, Detective Inspector Boyd said police received a report around 11:30 last night that four masked men had forced entry to a flat in Aranmore Avenue, armed with iron bars, and assaulted the male occupant. The victim was taken to hospital by the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service for treatment to injuries to his hand, arm and shoulder, which will require surgery. Police are working to establish a motive for what's been described as a vicious attack, and they are appealing to anyone who was in the area last night between 11 and 11:30 and saw any suspicious activity or who has any information about this crime to call detectives at Strand Road on 101.
Donegal County Council is being asked to install more traffic calming measures on the Glencar Road in Letterkenny. There are ramps in place in the area, but Councillor Jerry McMonagle says at least two more are needed on the section from the junction at the local girls' school to Chestnut Grove. Donegal County Council officials say the measures in place are sufficient to reduce the speed on that particular section. Despite this, Councillor McMonagle says the situation needs to be revisited.
It's residents of the Glencar Road who live each side of the road have been asking for ramps to be installed there as a safety measure because the increased vehicle traffic on that road and the speed they've been doing. And we have ramps up above Chestnut Grove up towards the shopping centre, and we have the men down at the roundabout, the Gale School and down Circular Road and the back road. But in this stretch of road, of Glencar Road, we have none. And what we have is houses who actually have to bring their cars half out onto the road before they can see up or down the road. So I'm asking the council now to put at least two ramps in there to slow this traffic down and make it safer for the residents of that road to be able to access and exit their properties.
But more often than enough, you know, the local authority in recent times have been so reluctant to put ramps anywhere. But I suppose there's so many ramps there as it is. What's two more going to make a difference?
That's what I was saying to them today. But, I mean, what value do we put on a life? And this is what we need to be looking at. If ramps are needed, we need to find the money. It's as simple as that. You can't put a value on people's lives or their well-being. And we have a school in that area, and God forbid if a young child was knocked down crossing the road or even walking on the footpath, what price would a ramp be then? You know, so let's get realistic here. There is a problem with speed in the area, and we need to put at least two ramps in place to eradicate that problem.
and that it was Councillor Jerry McMonagall. The Finance Minister says Ireland's reputation was damaged by the Apple tax ruling. The 2016 ruling by the European Commission, which ordered Ireland to collect €13 billion in unpaid taxes from the tech company, was reversed today. With more, here's Casey O'Riordan.
Ireland and Apple appealed the ruling, arguing that the European Commission misunderstood Irish law and made errors in its state aid assessment. Today, the General Court of the European Union annulled the ruling, stating that the Commission failed to show Apple had an advantage in Ireland and was wrong to declare that Apple had been granted state aid. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says the ruling will lead many to reassess their view of our corporate tax rate.
And it is a matter that did affect our reputation while this issue was being pursued. The ruling of today is now important in making clear that we did not treat a company in any particular way.
However, this isn't necessarily the end of the road, with the Commission widely expected to appeal the annulment. Brian Keegan from the Chartered Accountants of Ireland says dragging out the case creates uncertainty for businesses.
Now, the longer it goes on, the more uncertainty it creates, the more damage it's doing to the reputation of Ireland and indeed other EU member states. We'd like them just to see sense and stop here.
The European Commission has stated it will carefully study the judgment and reflect on possible next steps.
Irish Water is being urged to come clean over what's been described as unsatisfactory works in Letterkenny and the surrounding area. It follows a major backlash from local businesses in the town that no prior notice was given before works got underway. There is also concern over the ongoing delays on the Joe Bonner Road and the state that some routes have been left in after previous works. Irish Water is being asked to meet with Donegal County councillors to tease out the issues once and for all. Councillor Kieran Brogan says the utility should be held accountable.
The practices that has taken place on the Joe Bonner Road now, and that's held up for a long time, they need to come clean and tell the public exactly what has went wrong there. There's a serious issue there. The work practice on Circular Road, that's been discussed here previously at meetings as well, that's not fully restored yet. We need to see that road complete and done properly as well. But I think the practice that they have undertaken over the last 12 months has done huge damage to Irish Water, and I never was a fan of it, but I'm very concerned about some of the practices that they have, and there's no accountability either with Irish Water, and that was always a problem. But I think there's an onus on them to come in to us as elected members and to sit down and explain the time frame that they have for restoring the Circular Road and for finishing off and telling us exactly what the problem is in the Joe Bonner Road, and indeed confirming to us that the practice that took place that affected the business people last week won't happen again either, because I think business people are the ratepayers, they're the bread and butter of the local authority of the town. They've suffered an awful lot through the COVID, haven't been closed for months, and to find that this happened then is just simply not good enough.
But they have been asked to come to numerous meetings in the past to be held accountable for different things, and they haven't turned up. What makes you think that they'll maybe come to the next meeting?
Well, you know, I suppose the only opportunity we have is keep raising it in the meetings. We're going to keep raising it, and we'll do whatever we have to do. If we're not getting enough answers here locally, then we might have to go to a national level with it, because it's no way to treat the taxpayers of this country, and it's no way to treat the local authority either, that the council finds themselves running about after the Irish Water contractors and their works, explaining to the public, and we're not going to stand for it here.
Councillor Kieran Brogan.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with international football, and FIFA have confirmed the 2022 World Cup in Qatar will start on Monday, the 21st of November. The first game will kick off at 10 a.m. Irish time, with four matches being played per day during the group stage. The final will get underway at 3 o'clock Irish time on December the 18th, 2022. There are four Premier League games down for decision tonight. Bournemouth need to take something from their match away to Manchester City. Tottenham Hotspur go to Newcastle United, and sixth place Wolves are on the road at Burnley. All those games kick off at 6 o'clock. Champions Liverpool take on Arsenal at 8:15 at the Emirates Stadium, and Reds manager Jurgen Klopp wants to break the 100 point tally and set a new record.
When you play every 3 days, it's really difficult. So the most important thing in this moment is that we are really competitive, because our opponents obviously play for everything. And so Arsenal now wants to qualify for Europe, and we will feel that, and that's what we have to make sure. And it's good. That's good for our development as well, because be making sure for ourselves that we are ready in each game, even if we don't play for anything apart from points, which for us is the main thing.
Games tonight as well in the Championship. Brentford play Preston, Bristol City take on Stoke City, Birmingham City host Charlton Athletic, and Nottingham Forest play Swansea City. The Premier League has announced that the summer transfer window will open at the end of the current season on July 27th, and it will remain open for 10 weeks until October 5th. Trading between the top flight and EFL clubs can continue until October the 16th. Patrick Ferry picked up his Watson's Menswear Ulster Senior League Player of the Month award for February this week. Due to the pandemic, the Gador man had to wait a while to pick up his prize. Ferry had been in sensational form for Derry City before the break in football, while Derry's senior boss Declan Devine said this week that Ferry has shown real promise and described the teenager as outstanding. The Northwest 10K will not take place this year due to the ongoing concerns around COVID-19. The decision was taken in the interests of health and safety of everyone involved in the event. The 24th Northwest 10K charity run and walk had originally been scheduled to take place on Sunday the 3rd of May, but was cancelled due to the lockdown. A new date of Sunday the 6th of September was set, but was subject to review in line with ongoing health guidelines. The 24th edition of the Northwest 10K will now take place on Sunday the 2nd of May 2021. Chairperson of the Northwest 10 Committee is Neil Martin.
The ethos of the Northwest 10K, as we all know, has been for a charity event, a social event, a community event, and it draws a lot of participants, not just the athletic aficionados, but the real walkers and the community that raise funds for the local charities that we nominate each year. And we felt it wouldn't be appropriate this year to be asking sponsors, first of all, to help sponsor the event when some of them had to shut down during lockdown. And as well as that, the charities that we nominated as far back as December of 2019 weren't in a position to generate income or generate fundraising events to help them use our race as a vehicle to fund themselves for a year. We changed from the 4th of May originally to the 6th of September, but it looks like it even at the 6th of September, even on government guidelines, we would only be able to have 1,000 people, and there's no way we could run the Northwest 10K on the scale that we have done it in the past with only 1,000 people there.
The Donegal GA team and management will host a charity cycle this Sunday, the 19th of July, to raise funds for 10-month-old baby Olivia Livy Mulhern. Players will set off from 9 different locations and cycle to Ballybuffet, arriving in McCool Park at roughly the same time. The plan is to stop off in the town areas of all 39 Donegal GA football clubs on the day and meet club members before getting back on their bikes. All clubs are invited to join in the fundraising efforts on the day to help raise as much as possible. Hugh McFadden is one of the Donegal players organising the event.
Us in the Donegal senior footballers are very proud of our Donegal background, and as Donegal people, we're very good at rallying around people who need support, standing up for each other and coming out in a helping hand when we can. And I suppose, over the difficult COVID period, it actually gave us a chance with the lack of training and the lack of opportunities to meet up to put our brains together. And when the idea of supporting the A Better Life for Livy campaign came up, it was just a no-brainer. Every single person within our group was just so eager to try to help in any way we could. Now, obviously, given the circumstances in terms of groups gathering and social distancing and all that, it became quite tedious to put a plan in place for when exactly it would best work. And I suppose the short nature of preparation for the event is kind of a mixture between we couldn't get too many people together up until this date, and also the club championship is just around the corner, which is a big commitment for all of our members. So we're really looking forward to Sunday. It's a fantastic opportunity for us to meet the club members and the people of Donegal around the county. We're really, really proud of this fact that we're going to meet all 39 football clubs, pardon me. We'll have players and management alike starting in 9 different destinations across the county. And I suppose the idea is that we're bringing Donegal together by all of us from different parts of the county and culminating in a gathering at McCool Park, the home of Donegal GA,
Hugh McFadden there, and there's more from Hugh on that event in the sports section of highlandradio.com. And if you search the GoFundMe page, Team Donegal for Team Livy, you can donate there. Finally, in rugby, the British and Irish Lions tour of South Africa will go ahead as planned in July and August 2021. The Lions play 3 test matches against the world champions, plus 5 warm-up games on the tour. The tour will take place at the same time as the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics, which will run from the 23rd of July to the 8th of August next year. That's it from the sports desk for today. Donal, we'll have more tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. Derry City and Strabane District Council has committed to pushing forward with design work on the Strabane River walkway following the COVID-19 lockdown. 2 options are being worked up. The first would create a walkway at the top of the Northern Riverside embankment running parallel to Meeting House Street. The second option would upgrade the existing rough pathway along the bottom of the floodwall on the south bank of the river at Melvin. Local councillor Jason Barr says residents will be able to have their say.
It would be great to see both sides of this river now redeveloped and brought back to some sort of life so it can be used by the people of Strabane. And yes, I do totally understand that the delay is caused by COVID-19 lockdown. So yes, today I am pleased that council officers will be meeting this week to explore these 2 options for themselves, and the consultants will be able to start the design process.
And new funding options are to be explored for the development of Ballybow Park in Letterkenny. The amenity, located in the heart of Glencar, has been identified as a space in need of a funding injection following a spate of antisocial behaviour. In more recent times, the park has grown majorly in popularity, with more people using it during lockdown. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says the park ticks a lot of boxes under the Housing Finance Agency's Social Investment Fund, where grants of up to €35,000 are being provided. He believes it's an ideal opportunity.
This opportunity now has come along from the Housing Finance Agency grant that's become available with there's up to €35,000 available from that grant. And I think it's an ideal opportunity. One of the conditions of the grant is that it enhances social housing and so on. And Ballybow Park is ideally placed to do that because it's surrounded by many public housing projects. So there's a chance here to make an application. I think if we can put something in the park that will increase footfall to it. And I have noticed that over the COVID-19 that a lot more people are now using the park to walk in and so on. It's a wonderful facility. It's a lovely facility in a very built-up area. The council do great work there. They cut it every week. They look after it really, really well. But there's also elements of antisocial behaviour and so on because maybe it's not used as much as it could be used. So if we can attract more families in it, and to attract more footfall into it, and it's an opportunity as well to talk to the residents in that area and find out what they think would work well in the park. So I'm delighted that the council have agreed to make an application for Ballybow Park under this scheme, and hopefully it can be successful and hopefully we can see this progressed.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. Weather forecast, it will be mild, humid and cloudy tonight with patchy mist and drizzle, minimum temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in light westerly breezes. Tomorrow Thursday will start mostly cloudy and misty with patchy drizzle, the cloud breaking in places in the afternoon, allowing some sunny spells develop. Top temperatures tomorrow 16 to 19 degrees Celsius in moderate west or southwest breezes. And the main stories in brief. A man is still being questioned in relation to the murder of journalist Lyra McKee in Derry. She was killed while observing a riot in the Craigan in April last year. The 27-year-old was arrested this morning. A house in the city was also searched. There have been no new COVID-19 related deaths in the north. The death toll there still 556. 9 new cases confirmed today. The Taoiseach says Ireland needs to be extremely cautious about proceeding with the further unlocking of the country. The Cabinet is beginning a meeting shortly to discuss whether or not to move to Phase 4 of the easing of restrictions next week. Donegal County Council's public offices will reopen tomorrow. They're opening on a phased and incremental basis with a number of protocols in operation for staff and customers. Full details on our website, highlandradio.com. We're back again with news at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 15th of July. The death has occurred of Thomas Sproul, late of Foy Finn, Dunleyloop, Castle Finn. Thomas's remains will leave his son TJ's home on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Dunleyloop, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are private to family and friends, please. The death has occurred of Mary O'Donnell, Five Points, Killybegs, Nay Livingston, Monaseed, Gorey, County Wexford. Funeral Mass in St. Mary of the Visitation Church in Killybegs on Friday morning at 11. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The house is private, please. In accordance with HSE and government regulations, the funeral mass and burial are for close friends and family only. The death has occurred of Maria May Butler, née Doherty, 28, Glenotty Close, Glencarletter, Kenny, formerly of Black Carndonagh and Heath Avenue, Salford, Manchester. Requiem Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral at 11 on Friday morning can be viewed on churchservicestv.stunanscathedral.ie. Interment afterwards in the family plot in Colmo Cemetery. In compliance with current government regulations, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Woodville Ward, St Joseph's Hospital Residence Comfort Fund, Stranorer, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Margaret Connolly, Tully Bugley, Manor Cunningham. Her remains will leave her son Philip's home for funeral mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Dromahol, with interment afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Government regulations apply. Wake and funeral for family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Archview Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Con MacDade Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Ruth Galbraith, Ballylennon, St Johnson. Wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please. Funeral service at her residence on Thursday at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the Presbyterian Church, Ballylennon. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Director, Convoy. The death has occurred of Neely Gallagher, the Diamond, Dunlow. In accordance with guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral mass at 11 tomorrow morning in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, followed by interment in Mahari Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Dunlow District Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Scott Russell, Lizanice Lower, Letterkenny. In accordance with current guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral service at his home tomorrow at 2, with burial afterwards in Gordley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sweeney Funeral Directors.